Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, and welcome back to Blooming English. Today, we're crossing the pond to explore some quintessential British English phrases. These phrases, deeply rooted in British culture and history, might sound a bit puzzling to those more familiar with American English. So, let's put the kettle on and delve into the world of British English. Expression 1. Bobbed your uncle. Bobbed your uncle is used to conclude a set of simple instructions, or to say that a result is reached. Essentially, it means, and there you have it. First example, just press the button, and Bob's your uncle, the machine will start working. Second example, mix the ingredients, bake for 30 minutes, and Bob's your uncle, you'll have a delicious cake. Expression 2, donkey's years. Donkey's years means, a very long time. First example, I haven't seen him in donkey's years. Second example, this old book, it's been on my shelf for donkey's years. Expression 3, full of beans. Full of beans means to have a lot of energy and enthusiasm. First example, after a good night's sleep, I woke up feeling full of beans. Second example, the kids are full of beans this morning, they've been running around non-stop. Expression 4, the bee's knees. The bee's knees is an excellent person or thing. When something is the bee's knees, it is the best in its class. First example, have you tried the new cafe in town? Their coffee is the bee's knees. Second example, she's the bee's knees when it comes to graphic design.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Expression 5. Chuffed to bits. To be chuffed to bits means to be very pleased or happy about something. First example, I was chuffed to bits when I heard I got the promotion. Second example, she was chuffed to bits with the surprise birthday party. Expression 6, taking the mickey. Taking the mickey means to tease or mock someone. First example, are you taking the mickey out of me with that comment? Second example, he's always taking the mickey, but it's all in good fun. Expression 7, gutted. To be gutted means to be extremely disappointed or upset. First example, I was absolutely gutted when I missed the concert. Second example, she was gutted to hear that her favorite show was cancelled. Expression 8, skive off. Finally, to skive off means to avoid doing something, especially work. First example, he's known to skive off work on Fridays. Second example, I don't recommend trying to skive off your responsibilities. And there we have it, a glimpse into the delightful world of British English phrases. These expressions add a touch of British charm to our conversations and provide a window into the UK's rich linguistic heritage. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Blooming English, and that you'll sprinkle some of these British phrases into your chats. Until our next episode, cheerio and keep learning.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.